Hadouken!
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, non-gender specific people, frying pans, lamps, drapes, whatever you identify as. Welcome to Game Boys. Yet again, sitting across from me is my co-host, as per usual, the hero of his own story, the main character, the whitest of privilege with a bald head, Mr. Willie D20, William Henderson. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well?
Yeah.
What is this, the 20s?
That's the proper usage.
Then where did swell come from?
I don't know. I feel like it's a...
That would be swell.
Like, so well. It's like a conjunction.
Hey, Sue-Ann, would you like to go to the diner to get some shakes? I think that would be swell. So well?
So well.
That would be so well.
Maybe not.
That makes it sound like a mediocre date.
I don't know. Should we look it up?
No. I think we should continue to befuddle our brains.
Do you think it's like growing swell? I know it's like swollen. That's kind of close, but swell to swell up. Isn't that like a medical term?
I mean, things swell up, but like she doesn't have a dick. So why would Sue-Ann be saying that's swell? You know, or the I like that. No one fucking says. All right, I'm going to look it up.
Full of... why are you looking...
Because...
You just wanted to make me look like an idiot one more time for not knowing what it is.
Let's see. The option B is to become distended or puffed up.
Mm.
That would be... All right. Distended.
What's A?
Gradually beyond a normal or original limit to expand. What?
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Like the universe swells. Okay, go ahead.
There's also a Google that says, "What does just swell mean?" And the answer is, it means very good or great.
Yeah.
But where did that start?
Right. What's the etymology?
Can I have the origin of the word?
Right. Fucking Georgia, 1947.
Swell, sweetheart. You're looking mighty swell. Because like when you say it contextually, you get it. But then when you think about it.
It's a euphemism.
Euphemism.
Yeah, right?
Yep. Define euphemism, bro.
I don't know if I can do that.
I hate using word. Like I know what it means intuitively, yeah. But I can't tell you what it means.
Right.
Like describe blue. Fuck you, bro.
Euphemism is like a commonly used word in a culture.
An innocuous word or expression used in place of one that may be found offensive or suggest something unpleasant. Euphemisms are intended to amuse, while others use bland, inoffensive terms for concepts that the user wishes to downplay.
Was I right or no? I can't tell anymore.
Yeah, it was just, it's the thought, I guess, behind it of like, why are you using it? Makes it a euphemism or not?
Yeah, like is your...
It says euphemisms may be used to mask profanity or refer to taboo topics.
So like if a girl asked a guy out and he went, well, that would be swell. That would be that could be a euphemism for my dick is getting hard.
Yeah, I guess so. All yeah, right? You're right. You're not wrong. Yeah. It says here Rite Aid uses American euphemisms for things like family planning, feminine hygiene, feminine protection,
like hoo-ha,
and sanitary protection.
Vajayjay is a euphemism.
Yeah. Well, hilarious. Those are feminine hygiene. That's borderline like dead naming someone. You know, like just because they have a period doesn't mean they are or identify as female. So they're gonna have to change that.
Just why can't it just be in the hygiene part anyway?
Soap, shampoo,
Band-Aids.
Toothpaste, tampon. It's like a which one doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Oops. And then, well, it's going to be a problem because you're going to have these fucking misogynistic men who won't buy the toothpaste that's too close to the tampons. Like, I don't, I'm not gay. I don't like stuff like that.
I don't want to be seen near that shit.
Yeah. That's an odd compulsion, you know, to like, I don't want to be near girl stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want your fag stuff in my trunk.
When they probably have a daughter themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that about? What's that? Like, I understand the homophobia, but I don't understand the...
It's just...
Like, is he a girl? Is that
just
the fear?
No, it's just not knowing. Because they're not familiar. So they don't know what goes on, really. So they're freaked out by it because they're dumb.
Mm, douche? That's what my wife calls me. A douche.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it and you're like, I don't get the euphemism.
No, I don't get it either.
Why am I a douche?
I feel like somebody had a bit about that at one point where like douche sounds like a good thing. I'm a vagina cleaner. It seems like a good title to have. William the vagina cleaner.
I guess maybe douche is like what's a different language word for like clean.
Probably French.
Le douche.
Le douche.
You have to say like,
yeah, le douche.
Le douche.
Then you have to hit a cigarette. Le douche in the Eiffel Tower.
Stupid American.
Pepe Le Pew.
Let's see. The etymology. Douche came into, French from Italian.
I mean, everything came from Italian, right?
Doccia. Or docier. It's a conduit pipe. Or a water pipe. Interesting. In Francais, it means shower, so as it does in many non-English European languages.
It means
languages.
Shower?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, doucet.
I'm gonna go take a douche.
A doucet.
I gotta go clean up. I gotta go take a douche. I'll be right back.
Imagine that's how you showered. Squeezing that shit in front of you.
Can we start saying that with a shower?
A douche.
Where does it? Where? What country is it that does it?
Douche.
Yeah, they use it as the word shower.
Oh, it says most non-English European places. Le douceur.
Oh, well, I'm gonna start saying
I'm gonna go take a douche. Your fans will know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they
will.
That's
what the world is about, is cultivating a fan base.
We'll see.
Isn't that, though? Isn't that everyone's goal, really? Like, unless you're some kind of social pariah. Like, your goal is to not be alone. And you have to find people who are like-minded, who are, quote-unquote, fans of you. And want to stick around.
Yeah, but also kind of know that I want to be left alone.
But to what extent, though, you know? Because you have to have interaction at some point.
I know.
We're those kinds of creatures. Otherwise, you go fucking crazy.
I'll fucking tell them when it's too much.
Part of me thinks I'd be okay with...
Good.
I think I'd be okay with solitary confinement for, like, a couple months. I don't see a problem with
that. I know. Whenever, like, they're like, you're getting solitary confinement, I'm like, that sounds way better than rooming with someone. What are you talking about? I guess I'd be okay.
I guess if you have nothing to do.
Yeah, that would probably get boring. Maybe they'll give you a book or something.
No, it's solitary, bro.
On
Netflix, they have you like outside in the sun in a box.
I'll just think about shit. It's fine.
Would you write? I wonder if they let you. Like,
probably not.
They probably don't give you a pencil, huh?
Hell no.
Hmm.
Yeah, no. Maybe a piece of charcoal or something.
Right?
Some
chalk.
Yeah, I can write on the mattresses.
Start etching with your fingernail.
Just writing D&D adventures.
You've drawn with your own blood like a DM screen. Just like you sit in front of it and you play with your imaginary friends.
Just like an entire adventure on each piece of mattress. Like, this is a module over here. Okay, levels 1 through 4. And then
this is 5 feet. Every stitch equals 5 feet.
Yeah.
This really is a 600-foot field.
And I'll get out and I'll be like, I just came up with an entire campaign for my players, so thank you. Actually, I appreciate the gesture. Out,
what year is it?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, it's been 2 weeks. I'm like, what? I'm 98 years old.
When? And you have powers.
I'm a wizard. I'm a true DM.
Just, yeah. Don't monks solitarily confine themselves willingly for extended periods of time?
Probably. That seems like something they would do, yeah.
So it's like, it's punishment now, I guess, if it's unintentional. It's got to be like, I bet the guards fuck with you too, you know? They're bored too. They're like, hey.
Bang on the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interrupt your fucking meditation.
Racist. You know, they're just slanging shit at you to see what happens, just to get a rise out of you. Because that's the rookie, you know? The rookie has to patrol solitary. He's been there for 4 months. Still doesn't even have benefits. And they're like, nah, fuck this guy. And he's going to take it out on you.
I hope they don't put the rookie there in solitary.
Why? He's got nothing to do.
I feel like most of them don't have anything to do.
Mm, they gotta like patrol and walk around and stuff.
Yeah, well, people are locked in cages. Seems like a pretty easy job.
I mean,
make sure they're not escaping. Well, if you go to like a hole and shit,
if you go to like a correctional facility, it's pretty open. You know, like they get locked up eventually, but it's pretty much like a giant dormitory with a bunch of criminals. But it's also a correctional facility, so it's like low offenses and, you know, shit like that. And what's funny is they still try to escape. It's like, hey man, you got the best treatment right now.
Probably like, really easy.
Ride that shit out.
They're like, listen, we just took a key to the maintenance shed. We're just gonna go get a ladder and go over this fucking fence.
I'm gonna sign that ladder out too, and they're gonna give it to me.
And we're gonna go to Canada.
Not in Hawaii. That's what I never understood. It's like in jail in Hawaii, people escape. I'm like, bro, where are you going? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like,
Maybe you could just hop on a cargo ship or something, dude.
We were talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter, about basically cheating. It's like, oh, he didn't show up for jail? All right, I'll just drive around the island until I see him. Then just like, you let me know.
I know he goes to this Vaughn's quite often. Yeah, so. Yeah.
His mom lives in this town. I'm just, maybe she's there. Mm. You know, maybe he's going to be there. You know what? They're always right. They're always at their fucking parents' house.
That's probably where I would go if I was in trouble.
Really? Probably. You wouldn't go like camping in the woods?
I don't know. What would I go camping with?
I don't know. You stop. Okay, you can stop.
What kind of crime did I commit?
You're white, so insider trading.
Man. If I'm that kind of person, I'm probably just taking it on the chin and just getting a good lawyer and working my way
out. You can't afford a good lawyer. You're a comedian. You got a public defender, bro.
I was involved in insider trading. How could I possibly be a comedian?
Bro, you had debts.
How could I possibly be a comedian and have insider trading? Cosa Nostra
called you and they're like, bro, you owe us $90 million.
You must be out of your fucking mind.
Because you told us to buy these stocks and they depreciated, you fuck.
I don't even know what that means.
They might kill you, actually, for that much money.
Probably.
If you owe the mob, they're like, you're dead, bro.
We can't let this go on. No.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You think you could do organized crime? I think it's too stressful. You think so? I think it's too stressful. I would always be worried about someone trying to kill me.
Well, yeah.
That's stressful, bro.
That's most crime, though.
Nah, like when you rob someone, that's not that big of a deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen here, cocksucker, we used to just go to Central Park, rob a couple of fags, call it a day. It's not, though. It's like, just give me your wallet. You know, no one's going to come after you for that.
What are you talking? Yeah, that's not going to be very profitable.
Central Park is big, bro. Like, you can rob a lot of people in a single night.
Dude,
you can ride on a two-star.
I want you to go to New York City, go to Central Park, and see how many people you can rob in an hour. We'll do it for the show. We'll get a write-off.
I'll start robbing people. Oh, it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
And will you sign this release?
Nah, homie, give me back my wallet. No. It's part of the joke. I got to keep it. I'm going to get shot. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, sounds fun.
If it gets our views up, I'm okay with it. I'll take three for the team, bro.
I don't think we can show you getting shot on YouTube. Or do you just have to survive?
What if you cut away from it? We can show it on Netflix. Did you see that dude who had the bomb wrapped around his neck?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And then they're like, poof, like, oh, we could see it. Cool. That was dope.
Yeah, they just blurred it a little bit.
Barely, too.
Okay, guys.
Barely. Yeah. And then you saw the aftermath. And you're like, wow, what a shitty bomb, bro. You would have thought. You would have thought it would be a lot bigger. Lot less pieces, I'd say.
Of the head?
Of him.
Oh.
Bro, like, you've seen those...
I mean, it was just meant to fucking blow his head off.
Yeah, but those IEDs, like, that they make in Terrorland, fucking blowing up the sides of Humvees and shit, and all they had was, like, gunpowder and a pipe, you know? Yeah. And that shit blew a hole in a car, and this guy just, pah! It's like, would you put a firecracker in his mouth?
An M80.
Yeah, that M60, maybe. Oh, that's a machine gun. That would be crazier. How do we start a heist? How do we?
We don't talk about it on the podcast. That's for damn sure.
How do our friends start a heist? You ever notice that the people that want to start those things always have a friend
on the inside
that like have the perfect job? It's like, oh, what do we need? We need a man that knows electronics. It's like, oh, I got a guy.
Right.
Fucking yeah. Ludicrous.
Do we know someone that's good at the hack?
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
All right, we're fucked then. Because everything needs to be hacked now.
Does it, though? I mean, what if we go old school?
Where are we going, like, to go?
Willie and G style, we strong arm a bank with two Tommy guns just, and a top hat.
Just a mask on, yeah, a bandana.
The eye mask, though, not the lower half. It's we're superheroes.
Right, right.
The Green Hornet. That's what you should be. I'll be Kato.
Oh, that's what we should rob the bank as?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. But we're both fat now, so it'd be like... Yeah. It'd
it's
be
also like
the,
a joke.
The green, jolly, green giant and the...
Yeah.
Fatto. I'm going to quit comedy.
I don't think we could pull off bank robberies. I think we would panic.
No.
Where do you... Dude.
I think you and I have the ability to just turn our blood to ice. Maybe not for very long.
That's true. But...
We might have a panic attack in the getaway car.
Yeah, there's too many ways to like track someone now. And it's like with all the cameras that are around, it's fucking good luck getting away with like a big heist.
Like CCTV, you know? Shit. white
gets-
Bronco.
That's not suspicious.
It's not, but it's an homage. And as criminals, we like to pay respect to our OGs.
That means we have to rob something in LA so we can take the fucking...
Bank of America. Yeah. Like those, the Hollywood one. Do you remember when they pulled up with like body armor and shit and the guns the cops just had pistols?
But we don't want to kill people. We just want to rob a place.
Oh, you're so boring, dude.
I mean, people might die if they get in our way. But like,
absolutely.
We're not out to kill people. I just wanted to make that clear. In case there's a shooting in fucking LA soon, I don't want to be targeted.
You're not out to kill people. You're right. You're not.
Anyway,
I'm the unpredictable that's going to fly off the handle and make it ruin everyone's day.
Yeah, well, I think we need to replay GTA 5 and see how
don't worry.
Rob
we're going to have the next 7 years to play that fucking game, dude.
I think I should just buy it again.
No. You do buy GTA 6 when your kid is born.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen.
They just announced that they're going to have PS5, GTA 5, and people are like, oh.
Just what we've been waiting
for. Oh my god, we've been waiting 8 years for GTA 5 and PS5.
That Twisted Metal leak, apparently, that's going on, though. I'm super down for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that would be super fun. Obviously, that would be probably be a PlayStation exclusive.
For sure. For sure. And because they're also coming out with a show that's attached to, yeah, so they have two production teams. They're probably going to be connected. I would imagine. You know what would be really fun, but not Twisted Metal, is like a single player Twisted Metal like campaign where you play like a Sweet Tooth or even like a prequel, so you learn why Sweet Tooth became Sweet Tooth.
You should have one a campaign for each
character. Yeah, that would be cool. Something quick, something easy, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, a 2-hour experience per character.
Different difficulty levels.
Yeah, and I think that would be fun. But I think what they're going to end up doing is have it be like an open world. Like a
like Need for Speed.
Yeah, like Heat. Okay. Or something. Yeah. Where you start instances.
Right.
And then now here you go. You gotta fight in this place.
So you could probably kill people in the open world.
Probably.
That would be cool. You think there's NPC cars?
Ooh, that would be dope.
You know?
That would be dope.
It's gonna be like
they're going to have to explain somehow, though, the fact that you can hold the R1 button and just have your machine gun go for the whole round. Because that's what I used to do.
Oh, yeah.
I used to just hold the machine gun down and poof, 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 fire off like specials and
I'm
shit.
I'm sure they'll have like a heat thing for it. You know, like overheating.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not twisted, though. Then it's not twisted, and that's mm-hmm. what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then have like OG drops, like the original characters. I think that would be cool if we could get to learn who they were, because there's a whole generation of gamers that haven't really played Twisted Metal, and they don't know who like Axel is, or they don't know who Calypso and all those old characters from like Twisted Metal 4. They could get reintroduced. We could have a new cast of voiceover characters, and then you can attach to a character. Now you can sell merch. You know?
Yep.
Like absolutely. A sweet tooth shirt.
You're absolutely right, man.
You're and welcome, guys.
Different skins yep. for each one. Like, you can Fortnite it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And have a sick-ass sweet tooth. You could probably have, like, you could load your own soundtrack into Sweet Tooth's ice cream thing.
Dude, make it like an actual ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, bright
like
white.
Like a Tesla? Have you seen those Teslas where they drive around with the ice cream tone on? That's fun. I did it.
That's fun. You're annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just tricking kids into thinking there's an ice cream truck outside? Yeah,
basically. Fucking well, rude, I did it. Man. I did it at my sister's graduation, like, drive-by, so I pretended I was an ice cream truck.
Oh, that's cute.
Tesla really thought about everything, okay?
I mean, yeah.
They should have a Tesla an EMV in a Twisted Metal environment. I think that would be fun.
EMV?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
An electric motorized vehicle, but the trademark Tesla is probably expensive.
I'm sure they'll have something. Yeah, they'll do something.
I guess they had a hover bike in Twisted Metal, too. They had that, do you remember that? Did you play
that
one?
They should just call it a Nikolai.
A Nikolai?
Yeah.
Oh, you fuck. Yeah. You fuck.
That's like some rock star shit. That's something they would do. I think they Grand Theft Auto 5, there's a car that's electric powered, and like there's like an electric coil in the back you can see, and it's called the Coil. Mm. And it's like, oh, that's a reference to Tesla for sure, dude. For sure.
Is it fast?
Yeah, very much so. It's I don't know. I can't remember. I think I got it at the end of the, I don't remember, to be honest. It's so long ago.
You can play it again.
At least. I wonder if I get it, if I'll have like the data.
Probably not. No.
I played it on PS3. Did I? I must have.
You had a whole conversation by yourself right now. Did I? I must have.
Yeah, I did. Did you see any information from the PlayStation Showcase that happened last week?
Nope. I did not.
Awesome.
Feed me. What's happening?
I think probably the biggest thing. I mean, this is the big thing for PS5's hardware wise. They are with a new firmware update. They're going to allow you to upgrade your SSD. Basically.
Oh shit!
Yeah, which I think that's a big
Sony
deal.
Branded though.
Probably, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't read that much into it.
That's interesting. That's cool. That's a must at this point. I mean, someone's going to attach it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might as well make it a part of it so that they don't wreck your system.
Yeah.
And then send it in. Like, here's a... doesn't work now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get for using Seagate, bruh.
I wonder if you can, like, switch them in and out.
Oh.
Like, I have this one loaded with these games. I have this one loaded with a whole different
set. Yeah, especially because, like, SSDs are so expensive still.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to fit that many games on it. So, you might want to have, you know, you might end up having to write on a Sharpie like it's mm-hmm. a fucking burnt CD. Like, this is what I have on this fucker.
Right.
That'd be cool. But then you would need a quick switch out. Like, you don't want to have to open your PlayStation every time. You know, you need
right,
like a...
Right. Like, kind of how a computer has slots.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what... I mean, you know, we don't have a PS5, so we don't have our hands on it. But, you know, we don't know how easy it is to access the inside. Maybe it's as easy as...
Maybe. I'll break something, though, bro.
Switches,
if I have to do it enough times, I'll break it for sure.
Right, right.
So, you need to make it simple.
Yeah.
Some of the... Brian Matthews, can you tell us how you switch your SSD on your PlayStation 5?
He doesn't.
He doesn't. He just buys a new PlayStation 5 for his... this one's for Avengers. This one's for Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of updates, they just released a software update for the Nintendo Switch that finally allows Bluetooth capability with headphones.
Oh, nice. So you can use like your AirPods?
Yes, but there are copious amounts of Bluetooth adapters that have been selling for the Nintendo Switch for the last year and a half, and people are a little upset. They're like, wait, you mean it was just an update away? Like, I didn't have to have extra fucking hardware to put onto this? I didn't have to solder anything myself, so... The fact that it's dropped, and it's late, you know, into the Switch's life.
Do you think that would be like a standard? That's what it comes with.
Yeah. So, you know, there's speculation that it was more of a licensing problem to get those Bluetooth frequencies, and then other
because that's Sony specific, huh?
Yeah, and then they're also, or Nintendo, but they're also thinking that if we had too many Bluetooths in there, that it would be more difficult to use the Joy-Cons, which are Bluetooth. And, you know, you're Bluetoothing to an Android tablet, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so people are speculating that. I just think that Nintendo was like, nah, not a big priority for us right now.
Right.
They're like, you'll get it eventually. You know, because
is there a place for you to plug in headphones?
Yeah. There's all a jack. Right. There's always a jack. But it's like, if you were to focus group your hardware, Bluetooth compatibility is probably... the very last thing that, like, oh, they'll get that eventually, you know?
That's weird that all it requires is an update, though.
That's why people are upset. They were like, I spent, you know, an extra 30, 40 bucks on this weird adapter on Facebook because I wanted to plug in my Bluetooth headphones, and then now you're telling me that it was just locked. Like, I just had to wait.
We just had to play enough to unlock it.
Yeah. You had to achievement unlocked. Bluetooth unlocked.
Yeah.
That would have been dope.
That would have been great.
Yeah. That would
be so rude.
You can wait for the update or you can buy 12 games. Yeah. That's how you unlock it.
Whatever. We got to make sure you're playing our goddamn games.
Yeah. 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 Which, I'm excited. I do have some Nintendo Switch games lined up from Gamefly. And so far though, I'm very happy with my Gamefly experience. Yeah.
That's good.
It's been, they're quick. The return process seems simple. There's nothing for me to do outside of stick it into the outgoing thing. I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima, and just like I thought, it's not the ninja game that I wanted.
Yeah. Well, it's a samurai game.
Yeah. But Jonathan Tynes was like, it's basically a ninja game, and it's not.
Sometimes we know
it's a samurai game.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a samurai game, and even in the beginning of the game, he's like, "I don't know if I want to kill someone without looking them in their eye." So it's like every time you sneak around, it's kind of counterintuitive for this character to do it anyway.
Mm.
So it's not truly. It's not Tenchu. Tenchu is what I want. Do you remember Tenchu from the PlayStation?
No.
It was like it was very Metal Gear Solid-esque in it was third person, and you could skirt along the walls and wait for the character to reach, you know, the NPC to reach a threshold and then hit square, and then all of a sudden it initiates this dope ass ninja execution, lots of blood, lot of fucking gore and shit. And that's what I wanted.
That sounds cool.
It was cool, but this one is the Ghost of Tsushima plays a lot more just like platformery. Don't get caught. Not sneak around, be a ninja. It's just, I hope they don't see you.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry.
No, it's a fun game. I will say that there is a way to sheath your blade or unsheath your blade, and I just do it. I'm in the middle of a fucking field of yellow flowers, and I just, shink, and it feels satisfying for my character to pull the sword out for no reason.
Do you use your touchpad to pull it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
So you swipe right. For the thing, and then if you do it after a battle and you sheath the sword, he shakes the blood off, or he'll wipe it on his gauntlet and then sheath it. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool. That's fun.
It is fun. It's a little too what we talked about with Brian Matthews, though. It's a little too railroady in a sense. It's like it's difficult to make a bad decision. You know, you just gotta you follow these key points, and then there's a guiding wind that you can just kind of swipe, and the wind tells you which direction to go.
Right.
Instead of like you
exploring.
Reading the map, you know,
right.
Kind of just see where you are. You can just swipe. You almost never have to look at the map because it'll just keep assigning the next thing for you. And so it's almost too easy in experience. There is a legendary mode that I haven't fucked around with yet, but
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, I don't love this game. At least not the way I did with Red Dead. And this kind of just feels like Asian Red Dead.
Right. Yeah.
So,
can you go eat
Red Dead?
Can you go eat noodles?
I wish.
Is it open world like that? Or?
It's pretty open, but the interaction, there's very low levels of interaction with the world because the island that you're on has been recently conquered. Like, it's a war-torn island, so it's a lot of like survivor campsites liberating towns that have been overrun by Mongols and things like that. So,
but you have like a blacksmith and like shit like that.
Armorers and swordsmiths and stuff.
A general store guy.
Yeah, a merchant.
Right, right.
Yeah. And you go around, again, I think I told you this off the podcast or someone, that like it's rude that you're a samurai and you're just kind of taking everyone's supplies. Like, they'll shine in the world and it's your pickup, but it's in someone else's house who clearly lives there, and you're taking 12 things of supplies from them. You're like, oh, this is mine now.
Yeah,
like,
well, samurai has to survive for samurai. The fucking country to survive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he's the last samurai, basically. Well, one of the last.
Tom Cruise was the last samurai.
He was the only white actor that would fit the armor. That's why they had him gassed on that one.
How fucking ridiculous.
At least he had a beard. He was sexy. His swooping hair.
That goes without saying. It's got Tom Cruise. Fucking handsome guy.
I know, but he's little, you know.
So?
He's charismatic. He's 6'5" in charisma.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got that infectious laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Some other things from the PlayStation Showcase. God of War Ragnarok was announced. We got some stills of characters that are going to be in the game, and of course, you know, in the last few days there's been different trailers and stuff come out. So looks like it's going to take place pretty much right after this most recent one, and they did say that this was going to be like the end of this saga.
Yeah, they're so the Norse, right? Is that where we're at right now?
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. I honestly didn't know there was a difference. Yeah. I was like, oh, the same gods from the first one, right? Yeah.
We had the Greek gods, you know, and then now I think we're in the Norse. That's like they're talking about Odin and
right, okay,
and Baldur and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. That's interesting. Where are they gonna go next?
Dude, to be honest with you, I hope you did play. Yeah, mm-hmm. I gave it to you. I hope that Atreus, because like start playing Atreus in the next one.
Atreus, yeah. That's how it's every Atreus, come here, boy.
Yeah.
Fucking rude, dude.
He's intense. He doesn't fuck around.
Take this, boy.
Yeah.
Yes, master. Jesus Christ,
what does it say?
Boy. Motherfucker, you can't read? You're 9,000 years old. You can't read yet, dude?
You never figured out how to read the shit that your wife was writing?
Mom taught me these symbols. Yeah. Women. Women and their art, boy.
I have firewood to cut.
True, with his dope-ass.
Dude, like, cinematically, that game is fucking amazing, dude. It is just...
Yeah, the particle effects on the snow was very impressive. Like I was like, this is crazy. On my PlayStation, this is bananas.
Yeah, dude, that was a very impressive game. Like, and that's what's awesome about exclusives. It's like, oh, this is made for this machine.
Yeah, yeah. And Ghost of Tsushima, I can tell, looks great.
Yeah.
Not on my PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of elemental effects that, like, your character picks up mud as he walks around, and it stains his armor, and then you got to go in the hot springs and stuff, but everything on my PlayStation looks like shit, so...
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You should upgrade. No, you have
to a 5, I will.
Yeah, eventually. And then there was an announcement of first, Spider-Man 2... of course, we just had the Miles Morales game. We're going to have a Spider-Man 2. I don't know what that's going to entail. I thought Miles Morales was the second one, but hey, who's counting, you know? Whatever.
It was just the relevant title that they could drop amidst the time for maximum profit.
Right. I didn't...
I'll say this, and I think I've said this before. I think the Miles Morales was supposed to be DLC
for the game
we had.
Yeah.
Because that would make it about average for, you know, like the game lifespan. Mm-hmm. It would stretch it for that much more, and then they'd come out with a second one. But pandemic happened. They already had everything.
BLM happened.
You know, A Cab and all this shit. So,
yeah.
It was a relevant drop for things that they already had. And it makes sense because, like, we didn't know where the fuck anything was going to go. You know, like, is this the last iteration of video games? Is the world over? Yeah. I don't know.
Play everything.
Yeah. So, it makes sense. But it also lines up with the movie that's coming out of the. No Way Home, I think is what it's called.
Yeah,
Never Ending Story.
Never Home.
Never Go Home.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Come home when the lights are on. I don't fucking know what it is.
Mary Jane, where are you?
Mary Jane, ooh, where are you? We got some spiders to sling now.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da. And then from the same studio... I don't know if I have it up here anymore. No, I don't. I don't know the name of it specifically, but the same studio is going to make a Wolverine game.
I'm okay with that.
I'm also okay with that. They also said it was going to be of mature content.
It should be.
As it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be. And now that like Deadpool exists, they shouldn't really be afraid to push that envelope.
Yeah, I think that whole keeping superhero stuff clean is coming to an end.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, especially with shit like Invisible. Did you read or watch Invisible on Amazon? Dude, it's a great superhero story. And the first episode, like, 9 superheroes die.
Ooh.
Via main character, bro. It's great.
Okay, word. That's terrifying.
Imagine if Superman was like, fuck the Justice League, and went to the Justice League office and just smashed everyone's face in bloody shit. Like, that's Invisible. Invincible. I'm sorry, not Invisible.
Oh, okay. Is it a cartoon?
It's banana. It's a graphic novel. It's a thick ass graphic novel. And the cartoon that they made is a streamlined form. They take certain stories and they line it up in a different order. But it like the compendium on its own is like a $70 book because it's thick. Okay, there's plenty of stories.
I'm not gonna get that.
It's so good. Well, if it had come out 5 to 7 years ago, it might have been like revolutionary and groundbreaking in terms of the cartoon, because the book was out but no one saw it or no one read it because of its like gore and its nature of like it's very Game of Thronesy, where you think like, oh, this is my favorite character, oh, they're dead, oh, hang on. That was abrupt. And if it was pre-Game of Thrones, that would have been game changing.
Right
Game of Thrones was like, hey, you want to see this guy's head cut off, watch.
Yeah, Game of Thrones changed everything.
Yeah.
Well, something you might be interested in, I mean, I kind of am as well, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is getting a next-gen reboot.
That's dope, and it's weird because there's a lot of fans that are like, I've already played this game, I don't fucking get those people.
I can't imagine they're going to make it the same thing. I imagine they'll change the... I think it'll basically be a whole different game.
Probably, yeah, or...
It's like how... Space Jam. Like, it's not the same. It's not, like, the same lines.
I was going to go along the lines of, like, it's probably going to be, like, a Ratchet and Clank, where you do have the same, because, oh, you did you not play it?
No.
I don't know. It's in there. Someone left it here. I don't know whose it is. But
you
they
steal
give you,
people's games.
Sometimes. You rob them in Central Park, and that's all they got.
Yep.
That's not my fault.
Hey, if that's what they got, that's worth it.
A game.
Yeah.
But in Ratchet and Clank, the newer one, they take you to the old worlds, but you get a new narrative of
okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it takes you to, like, different parts of it, and the whole context of the story is different as well, because it's not you playing through Ratchet's experience live. It's you playing through someone telling a story of Ratchet's experiences. So it gives you that little bit of wiggle room that you need to make the experience different. So I hope that's what they're doing. You know, it's like a Jedi telling some nondescript character in the beginning the Knights of the Old Republic story.
As in, it runs like parallel, sort of.
Yeah, or even intertwined into it of like, oh, this is, do you remember playing this on the Xbox? Shit was lit, right? Well, now you're going to see it from this angle.
Right.
So I'm excited. I'm always for expanding the Star Wars lore.
Yeah.
They think about it. You know, it's those people are... they're nerds.
There's a lot of books out there Wars lore that they can make into video games.
Yeah. Super excited.
I wonder if, like, if they're going to do like original content, if they're going to pull from those, like, because, you know, they have like official Star Wars canon authors and shit. World of Warcraft is the same thing.
Yeah. I think it's a good step to establish more Jedi. And that was always been what their other lore has been, is like giving you more Sith, more Jedi. Because, you know, when you think about it from like a cinematic perspective, you only have the Jedis we've seen on screen, and 80% of those people are dead. Mm-hmm. And like, how do you continue on selling these toys and this merch if all your Jedi are dead? So they're doing a really good job with like The Mandalorian, and even having new Mandalorian people, like expanding the lore. I'm always pro, and I'm pro KOTOR, and I hope that their Legendary Edition comes with some kind of steel book and
will, like, you get it?
Graphics, probably. Yeah, oh, probably. Yeah. Just to play. I know I skipped. What's this last one that came out with like Caleb or whatever his name was?
The Fallen Order.
Yeah, I skipped that, but only because I watched all the cinematics and I was like, I get it.
Yeah,
you know, the gameplay didn't seem revolutionary to me when it came out. It just seemed like another platformer. What I wanted was a story, and it was a good story.
God of War 1-3.
Yeah, that's fair.
With like a free flowing camera
and lasers.
Lasers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, huh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, God of War does it in such a way where, I don't know, it works somehow. I mean, the last one was way more open world, but the first three were like, here's a tunnel, you're going into it, here's a room, figure it out. It's like, figure it out or survive, and then you can continue. But I like that too. Like, I don't know, there's a balance. But they lean into it too. And it's still like that, like, when you go into the dungeons in God of War, it's like, you have to go this way.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, look at how this part of the cave is lit almost premeditatedly.
Crazy,
you
right?
You gotta go this way.
Yeah, yeah. Look at these, like, these ledges, these footholds that are paint all over them.
Look at this block that seems to be sitting in a path with which you can't move yet.
I love that the trek was so difficult, but apparently the wife made it several times.
Fuck, yeah, just like on a Friday.
All right. She was part giant, right? Oh, I guess spoiler.
The game's out.
Spoiler.
It's been out.
I think that was the.
And it wasn't that big of a reveal either. Like, didn't really change a lot.
It was kind of cool the way it happened, but it was cool.
I guess, but
have that back.
But it also, didn't you take it?
I don't think so. Mm. I want to play more in the Mists. Did you get to the Mists of Niflheim?
Yeah.
I want to do more of that.
That was crazy.
It's hard.
It was fun.
It is fun.
It was fun, and also you get there right when you get like your chains, right?
Because
once you got those, then you're like, this is what I'm here for.
I'm trying to remember when you get your chains.
Late.
It is pretty late, but you rushed through the story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whereas I, like, did everything.
Oh, I guess. So. I'm doing that with Ghost of Tsushima because there's plenty to customize game wise. You can customize your sword and your mask, and you get headbands and shit, so it's been cool.
That's fun.
But you can tell that coding doors and like pathways to streamline the game, you know how, like, I'm sure Brian Matthews can attest to this, like, when you have to code a door, it's such a complex thing to tell the game engine to render new shit and then forget about old shit, but not completely, because it has to transition through, and it becomes like this weird coding problem of like, am I going through a window, am I going through a hole, am I going through a door, like the game doesn't know, and it's easy to glitch there. And Ghost of Tsushima has little spots where like you have to slip through a crack that's essentially a door, and then when you hit like a cinematic after that, it gets a little glitchy. Like your character's talking to someone and the guy like pauses for a second and then continues on with his dialogue. And it's specifically in those like transitionary moments of like, let me go into this door, now talk to this important person. And then that dialogue becomes a little weird.
Wonky.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. But that's why I'm like, oh, I'm sure this game plays and looks great. Not on my PlayStation.
Probably.
So, yeah. I don't know. If someone's got a pro out there, they want to loan over. let me play this. Well, I'm going to return. I'm trying to speed through it so I can return and get another game.
Yeah. Just, yeah, play the story.
Yeah.
Get through it. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Not related to PlayStation necessarily, but there's some information saying that the next Call of Duty game in 2022 is going to be a sequel to the last Modern Warfare, but it's going to revolve around the cartel. You don't seem
is what I say.
You don't seem excited.
I'm not. I'm not. And yes, I did. I did enjoy Vanguard. It was fun-ish.
Mm.
You know. Same with Cold War. I think was cool. But I don't. There's nothing fresh. It right. feels. I'm not over Call of Duty, but it's like you gotta. Bring me something new. Give me all the old shit that you normally do, but give me something fresher.
Right.
And so I'm not excited.
Yeah, Warzone's been doing it for me. Like, I haven't played like a true multiplayer game in like forever.
Hmm. I'm the opposite. I almost play multiplayer exclusively. And that might be the problem though. But there's so many game types that it never really feels the same.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just. Over Call of Duty. Maybe I am over Call of Duty.
I mean, the campaign might be cool.
It never is, though. That's like, you get the campaign, and you're like, oh, it would be really cool to have this mechanic in the multiplayer, and it's not there.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. I saw a headline that's basically said next year's Call of Duty is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
More or less, yeah.
And again, I'm like, I understand that, but... I don't want that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
The last bit of news that I have is in the Epic versus Apple
oh, right.
lawsuit.
Yeah.
So the last ruling that I saw was that Apple... has to allow app developers to have like a alternative payment method, essentially.
Like, okay, like not App Store connected?
Right.
Bitcoin. Dogecoin.
I mean, I don't know. It'll open doors for other products and services, I'm sure. But yeah.
Do you think that'll drive down quality though? Because I feel like Apple's tried to maintain control of their app store specifically to maintain a quality control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
I think they're making enough money.
I guess, but okay. So like Tesla kind of does the same thing where if your battery cells are going and you need it replaced, it costs like. $20,000 or something ridiculous to put in brand new cells, but if you take it to like a shop, they can do it for like $6,000. But the reason that is because Tesla doesn't put in used cells. You know, they give you a brand new off the line. Here's brand new battery that we're gonna throw in there, and that's why you're paying $26,000, and because it's a quality control thing. So I don't think it's necessarily about money with their transaction. I think it's like an experience of like, is this gonna be glitchy? Is this gonna cause problems?
Is this all together in one place? And
yeah,
it's like we're in control of this entire environment.
Yeah. And because like if it becomes difficult,
all those apps and everything, all those purchases are then like approved and worked out. With like through the app store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
It might not change our life at all.
Probably won't affect us whatsoever. We'll probably see more like more ads for like like you can now pay with PayPal
or Cash App, like, or connect your Venmo.
More connections like that. So yeah, right now might be a good time to invest in Cash App or Venmo or something.
Stop telling people that, bro.
Insider trading, here we go. This is how it
this
starts.
Is how you go.
If it's at this level, if I'm this person, I'm taking off. I'm going into Oregon. I'm like, oh, you're gonna have to find Bigfoot first, because you'll never find me.
Yo, the pandemic really ignited my you can really can make money, because I bought some like AMC shares at like fucking pennies, and then it paid my rent for like 2 months, bro.
Whoa,
yeah,
that's crazy. Thanks for that information.
It was fucking great. Well, it was after that, you know, that to the moon shit. I was like, I'll buy some, but I didn't buy some with the intent to sell. I had to sell it because I was poor. But I bought it because I was like, oh, when movies come back, like, this is definitely going to come back. And I wasn't wrong, because AMC stayed where it's been, but I made some scratch, bro. Yeah. I made so much money with the shares that I got that I had to wait an entire weekend for them to approve the transaction.
Wow.
And I was like, this is great. This is fantastic.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I have plenty of stock trackers. My last thing that I wanted to share was that, do you remember the game Driver? PlayStation 2, there was like,
you were like a stunt driver.
Yeah. So they're coming out with a show. They're coming out with a Driver TV show.
I thought you were going to say they're going to redo the game.
But they seem to be doing that now. It's like they come out with a show and a game kind of right next to each other, or around the same world. Like they, you know, we have The Witcher was a game, and then it was a book, or book, then game, then show. And now it's hard to see one path, especially if it's a video game title where they're just going to stick to. So I'm excited, because I think that means we're going to get a Driver game, which we haven't had since like 2010. It's been a while.
Was there one in 2010?
Like Driver 3 or something? Driver.
It was cool. Like, that was like one where it was like, here's your list of things to complete.
Yeah, you were like, you were what was that Jason Statham? The transporter. That's what you were.
I thought you were literally a stunt driver.
But when you had the list of things to do, you became like a transporter. Like, take these goods here. And blah, blah, blah.
I see.
So it says that this TV series is going to focus on an ex-race car driver turned undercover agent whose mission is to take down the local crime syndicate.
I'm not mad at that.
That's the first Fast and the Furious movie, and neither am I. I'm totally down for it. So I'm excited, because it's a property we haven't really seen in a decade.
Yeah.
No one's really done anything with it.
I'm surprised anybody owns it.
They probably waited.
They probably like picked up the deed or whatever the fuck, like out of the filing cabinet when they were moving or something. They're like, oh shit, how about that?
Or they're like, oh damn, we should have renewed this 2 years ago. Yeah. Oh well, guess it's public domain now.
Yeah, you and 13-year-old owns it. And
fucking Sherlock Holmes, you can do whatever you want with it now.
We'll give you 17 Playboys for it.
20, bro.
All right,
deal.
You got it. So
fuck, you should drive a hard bargain, kid.
I'm excited for that. That sounds like a cool show. To you get a Fast and the Furious show, bro. That's all.
More
you're
or less, where is it going to air?
Didn't say it. It's in pre-production. They're casting. So, you know, if they're, maybe we should submit. Maybe we should audition.
You think we get extras?
Dude, I'll get hit by a car. I'll be a stuntman. I'll get fucked. That sounds great. Actually, I couldn't be a stuntman. I feel like those people love it.
I hope it's for like HBO or Netflix or something, or Hulu, and not fucking like ABC.
Or Paramount Plus.
Pull my brains out.
All right, we got 2 minutes left on this clock. Let's wrap this shit up, bro.
All right, dog.
Holler, where are you going to be, bruh?
You and I, the buddy system, will be at Solario Brewing Company on September 25th.
Yup.
8 p.m. showtime. Get your tickets. There are no tickets, I lied. Free show. Great beer. Great lineup. We'll be releasing a flyer soon.
Right, this George? Week. Yep.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Willie_D20 for future shows and all that good stuff.
I'm at the George F. Follow me for dates, podcasts, everything else. We are at the Buddy System Co. Go to www.thebuddysystem.co for everything. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening, Game Boys. Bye.